We're delighted to be joined by Donegal manager Michael McCann. Michael, your thoughts on that victory? Started so well, didn't fall away, but finished strong.
We did. We started very well in seven points to no score up, and it was a brilliant start for us. Maybe too good. We got a wee bit complacent, and the work rate dropped a wee bit, and Roscommon started dropping their bodies back. They knew our half forward line was giving them trouble, and look, we struggled for 20 minutes in that game. They started giving us taking away the long puck out from us, you know, we dropping bodies back, and it took us to half time. Even they started the second half strong, but eventually we got our bearings again and finished the game good. But we only probably played well for maybe 50% of that game, you know, and we're lucky to get out of here with the result. We finished strong, but against London next week, if we had a bad 20 minutes to get, we'd be in trouble, you know.
What was the half-time feeling from 7 points up? Roscommon were back in the ball game at 12 points to 10. So what was the feeling at half-time?
Well, it was a big momentum swing in favour of Roscommon. We knew that, you know, and we had to just tell the boys to get their heads up and go out. We're still 2 points up, although we had a bad 10 or 15 minutes. We were still 2 points up in the game. We had to look at it that way and go out and try one the second half just and be enough for us. And we did say if something threw at us that they get a goal early and take the lead, that just stick with the game plan and we'd get the bench on and fresh legs and stuff. And that's the way the game panned out. We emptied our bench there and every one of them contributed well. You know, I think we had 5 points off the bench.
Yeah, your subs that came on scored 5 points.
Yeah, and you can't ask any more. And we just talked about that at the team meeting this morning, that you're coming on to win a game. That's what's expected of you, and thankfully they did that. You know, with Dara and Malija come on and very effective around the middle, and Peter Kelly clipped 2 points, and Jack O'Loughlin and Sean Ward, who caught a few balls in there. Look, to be fair, they got us over the line. They just give us that wee bit of freshness, and I think both teams were wasteful in front of the posts in terms of free taking and general play. So both teams left a lot out there.
You scored 24 points, but you did 18 wide.
18 whites there, yeah, I didn't even know that. I knew it was a high count. And
that's 42 shots at goal in over 70 minutes, Michael. I suppose you can look at it positively, but then on another day, 18 whites, you wouldn't win the game.
You wouldn't win the game. The only positive you can take from that is that you're creating the chances, you know what I mean? So we'll have to work on our shooting and taking the right options, but a lot of them were basic scores that normally we'd be expected to take, you know, from out around the 45. And we had a couple of goal chances in the first half we didn't take either. So we definitely left out there. I didn't know it was 18 whites, but that's a big number. And considering we scored 24, there was a lot of chances out there.
It looks like now that you have rubber stamped your place in the top three. You have 5 points in the league table, Michael. The new look Allianz National Hurling League next year. The top three in this division will be in the new look Division 2. So it looks like you will now be in the top three.
Yeah, unless I think Tyrone
are maybe pushing for a league final place now too, maybe with yourselves, Tyrone, Derry battling there for two of the three spots that will get you to a league final.
Well, actually London has beat Tyrone today, so that puts London in the mix. They put them on, that puts Tyrone on three, London on four, and us on five. So London gets a victory next week, puts them in second place if they beat us, and then if Tyrone beat Wicklow, it would go to scores between us and Tyrone, because we're both in five, you know. I think we have.
And if Roscommon ever happened to throw a spanner in the works next week and win in Derry, they would also have five.
Exactly. So it's not all done and dusted, and it's going to be a big game. It's Paddy's Day against London coming over here, so especially when they've all to play for, you know.
But for the moment, Michael, it must be pleasing. 2 points in the league table, 24 points. It's a pleasant journey heading home.
Yes, and we talked about that. It's a long run home. We've been here before, down as far as Wicklow or Roscommon, and heading home with a defeat is a long run home. So look, we've a lot to work on, but we'll be a lot longer, worse run home if it had been beat, you know.